Give God some glory in this house. This is the 274th day of the year. Hallelujah. You have to tell two people I'm still here. Hallelujah. We could have all been gone. But God has kept us through danger, toils, and snare. He's already brought us. And we're not looking for him to do anything less. Hallelujah. As we continue on this journey. Hallelujah. So we love the Lord and we love you. Because we can't love God without loving you first. Hallelujah. And we need to keep that in mind. You can't love God without loving people. He said, how can you love him if you've never seen and hate your brother that you see every day? Hallelujah. There ain't no other way around it. You got to come by Jesus. Hallelujah. And we love God and we love you and we love everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unconditional. You don't have to be this or you don't have to be that. Just be yourself. Hallelujah. Because you never please everybody. You be all twist up knots. Trying to please everybody because our minds and our standards that we hold against you continue to change day in and day out. Just like we are changing. Hallelujah. So what I'm serving the glad I serve a God who never changed. Except I'm the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Hallelujah. God, you always know where he stands and what he requires of us. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you one thing today and next week we decided we want to do it another way. Hallelujah. His way is standing from the beginning of time to now. And we continue to stand to the end of time. He's got and beyond that, because his word will never fail. We give glory and honor and praise to God for our presider as a guest.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. Elder Bush who assisted us to Elder Lewis. Minister Swetson, is that Dr. Lewis back there?
Yeah.
Lewis. And Dr. Lewis. Okay, did I miss any? To all deacons and mothers and other saints of God. And that there be any sinners in the house, we praise God for you too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because you're just as important as everybody else. And all of us got to do the same thing. Get forgiveness for our sins so we can make it in. Hallelujah. Praise God. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news in this bad news world. And God knows we should have been having a whole lot of it. Hallelujah. But God's word is good news. Hallelujah. From the book of Mark, the eighth chapter. And begin with verse 22. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, yield this man to man, physical man, spiritual man. We put them all into your hands that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your joy and your peace and your deliverance of your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Speak to our hearts and to our minds right now, that we might speak to your people. In the name of Jesus, give us what to do, how to handle every situation that we're facing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Over there. Okay. Mark 8, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethesda, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hand on him again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Praise God. Ask your neighbor, what do you see?
What do you see?
What do you see? We're not interested in what you think others see. We're just interested in what you see. You may be looking at the same thing, but getting different interpretation of what it is you're looking at. Your thoughts, my thoughts, doesn't necessarily add up to what it's supposed to be. Amen. It is God's way, and it is the only way. So when you see something, do you see it the way God intends for you to see it? Are you to see it the way you want to see it? We would want to explore this and see what it is God is attempting to show us. He's showing it to us, but we are not receiving it. Therefore, we're saying he's attempting to show it to us. And of course, we don't see it until there's some change come about. When there's a change come about, then it will mean that we have seen what God has intended for us to see, and that we're able to move on to the next level. Let's look at Samuel, 1 Samuel 17, chapter. And the 42nd verse. Will someone stand and read that? If you get to the mic.
First Samuel 17,
First Samuel 17, verse 42.
First Samuel 17, chapter verse 42 reads as this. And when the Philistines looked about.
When the Philistines looked about.
And saw David.
And he saw God's servant David. Now, to catch you up with speed, this Israelites and the Philistines were that wall. And on the Philistine side, there was a huge man called Goliath. This was a giant in those days and time. Now, most of us in here, if I have something more close to it, there may be one or two that's over 5 and within 6 feet. But this man was 9 feet and a half tall. I'm about six, I'm not quite 6 feet, and this has gotten a little, I think it got shorter. But this king is, I think, maybe a little bit better than 3 feet. So imagine now, the rest of the king is the upper body torso of Goliath. This is how high he was standing. All right. Continue.
He disdained him, for he was but a youth. And ruddy, and of a fair countenance.
They looked at David, Goliath, and saw that they had sent for Israel to fight him. That Goliath had made an agreement that send him a warrior, and he'll fight against the warrior, and whoever wins, the other one would surrender to. All right. So he saw David. He was not even a grown man yet. He was a sheep herder, maybe about 10 or 12. And finally grown yet, so maybe he was about like 4 feet compared to 9 and a half. All right. He was the one coming to fight for the whole Israel army. Okay. And so he looked at him. And he said,
and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog?
I'm a dog.
That thou comest to meet me with staffs.
You come to meet me with a staff. And
the Philistines cursed David by his gods.
Cursed David. Cursed God. And that has irritated David. Okay. Because David loved the Lord. All right. And he was standing in the Lord's midst, and standing for God to use him in this battle. Sometimes our problems seem to be astronomical big, too big for us to handle. But you need to look at from it from God's point of view. Okay? You see it one way. God says another. Remember, there's nothing too hard for our God. And there's nobody greater than him. And he can use anybody.
Amen.
Or anything.
Amen.
You may not think he can use somebody because they got drunk last night.
Right.
He can use them if the wife is still drunk.
Amen.
Because he's God.
Amen.
And he can do anything.
Amen.
But faith.
Amen.
All right.
And as Philistines said to David.
Philistines said to David.
Come to me and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air.
Come on. You come in there with just your staff in your hand. And the little slingshot. I'm going to kill you. And the birds of the air will devour thy face flesh today. All right.
And to the beasts of the field.
The enemy has made mockery of you. Yeah, I'm getting tired.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Okay. All right. He was making a mockery of David. Okay. And David now turns it around. Go ahead.
David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled.
All right, so David said, you come to me with a sword, a shield, a helmet. You got all this defense on you. Okay, you got your war clothes on. But I can't stand to tell you, I got my war clothes on too. You may not see my war clothes like to see yours. All right? God working through him. Okay, is your shield.
Yeah.
God working through you. Is that armor that Paul told you to put on? With the full armor of God. You don't have to see it. Just know that it's present.
Amen.
The giant couldn't see who David had. But David said, you come to me with a sword and a shield and a spear, but I come. Tell somebody, I come.
I come.
I come in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
I don't need no shield.
Amen.
I got God.
Amen.
I don't need no sword.
Amen.
I got God.
Amen.
I don't need no spear.
Amen.
I got God.
Amen.
But we're saying that I don't need all that. I got the word.
Amen.
On my side. And the word will work it out for me. Go
yeah.
Well, by and by. Don't have to worry about these things. David said, I'm going to give your carcass to the birds of the air. I'm going to give your head. I'm going to give your whole body. This day. It's going to happen today. Tell somebody this day.
This day.
I don't see the victory yet, but this day I am delivered. He will kill you. So David saw a giant, but he was useless
powerless against God. God using you. He says, if I'm for you, I'm more than the whole world against you. God will be on your side, and he will do that for you. This day, he will do it for you. And then what happened?
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with a sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
All right, that's what we need to look at. Everybody here will know that the Lord doesn't fight with these earthly weapons. Okay? Our battle is not carnal. Our battle is spiritual.
Amen.
And we got to fight with spiritual weapons. We got to fight with the word of God, not with our sword and our spears and our guns and whatever else we got. Okay? God doesn't use those kind of things. He doesn't need those kind of weapons. He can speak and it will disappear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He can speak it out and he can speak it in.
Amen.
Because he is God.
Amen.
Making creator of all things. And everybody will know that there is a God in Israel. And everybody will know that there's a God in you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now let's get back to our story. Jesus and his disciples have been ministering, and they had now been on the ship going from one place to another, and they come at this point to Bethesda. And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. They brought this man that was blind from birth. And they want Jesus to touch him. Okay? That he might receive his sight. So Jesus now, instead of praying right then, delivering him right then, he took him by the hand and led him out of town. Sometimes we got to get up from where we're at and go to where God wants you to go. You can't do everything sitting home. Sometimes you got to go where your deliverance is. Sometimes you can't do things in the presence of others. Sometimes you just have to operate on your own. Some you can't tell everybody everything. You got to tell something just to God and God alone. Everything you're telling to everybody else, sometimes they go out and run against you and make problems worse rather than making them better. You just can't do everything in everybody's presence. The word said, Jesus took him by the hand and led him out of town. Too many spectators can hinder your blessing. You think you're being blessed and you're being hindered because you got too many people, too many distractions that will cause you to fail on your mission. You got to stay focused And when you got a whole lot of attraction going on, you can't stay, keep your mind on things that you need to keep your mind on. You start wondering about this and not wondering about that and missing what God is trying to show you. And so Jesus took the man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit, oh, that's a no-no. You better hang it up right there. Now, Jesus had spit in the man's face, spit in his eyes. And if he had done it in front of all that crowd, there'll be something going on. So you know how we don't want to be embarrassed. And we don't want to be made little of. We think we just got to do something that spit in my face in front of the crowd. So Jesus knowing that he took the man out of town. All right. And led him away from the crowd. Now, don't raise your hand, but how many of you is going to stand there and let somebody spit? Don't care what it's trying to do to you. They're going to let that healing go by up down the road because I ain't going to have nobody spit in my face. I know I'm saved, but this is what I'm still working on. Now, that's the last straw. Okay. Spitting in my face. This will be the last time you do it. Okay. So he spit. Somebody say spit. Set two more times. Ooh. I'll keep on staying blind for a while. We've been blind to the word of God. And we need Jesus to spit. I don't know if I'm getting a response from this or not, but say, I need Jesus to spit in my eyes. I need some things that I'm missing. The word is there, but I ain't seen it be grasping. So I need him to spit in my eyes so I can see what he sees. The song said, do you see what I see? So here he took the man, the blind man, by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he didn't say he told him that he's going to spit on him or not. But he spit. So let us say that he didn't say he just spit without giving you warning first. Now we want to be warned. If you're going to spit on me, you better let me know. Okay? And I decide whether I can have it or not. But he just spit in the man's face. Because he can't spit in his eye without hitting his face. And then he made him to look up. He didn't say, Father, heal him. He didn't say, Father, open his eyes. He didn't say, Father, deliver him that he may see again or see, period. But he just bent. No words uttered. Just bent. We got to hear it. But you know, whenever it happens, there's another opportunity for God to be glorified through you. Like David saw an opportunity for God to get glory, because when he finished with the Goliath, he picked up 3 smooth stones, or was it 5 smooth stones, and put them in his pouch, and took one of the stones and put in his slingshot. And with that one, he killed the giant. Here, somebody small that the giant had made ridicule of, disdained him, made him try to make him feel too small to do anything. We've been there before. I can't do this and I can't do that. But the word said I can. I can do all things that strengthens me through Christ. I can do what the devil don't think I can do. Here the man Jesus asks, what do you see? And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hand again upon the eyes of the and made him to look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. What do you see when somebody lie on you? What do you see? Do you see an opportunity to glorify God? Do you see the need of forgiveness? Do you see, as what happened in last Sunday's message, the woman caught in adultery in the very act? They bought her to be killed by stoning, but they let the man go free. What do you see? Do you see that instead of condemning the woman, we should have been trying to deliver the woman? What do you see when a church member tends to go astray? Do you see the opportunity to run them down even further? Or do you see an opportunity to restore them to the faith? What do you see? That hopeless situation that seem to be in your life? Or do you see an opportunity to Jesus to deliver you? Sometimes he just needs to spit in your face to get your pride out of the way. Spit in your face to get the stubbornness out of the way. Spit in your word faith to get self and flesh out of the way. Spit in your eyes so that you can see God in the midst of the situation. Spit in your face so you can see that I haven't denied self. And Jesus required that if I'm going to follow him, I need to first deny myself. Take up the cross and then follow him. I want to know that cross is not a cross of beauty. Though we hang it around our neck and go and forgetting about what's the chalk cross is the symbol of. It's the symbol of our deliverance. It's symbol of our healing. It's the symbol of our salvation. What do you see? Do you see your joy? Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Do you see that this situation is not to be this way always? What do you see? Another opportunity to spread joy. Another opportunity to spread love. Another opportunity to forgive and love our enemy. Pray for them that despite the user. Another opportunity to turn the other cheek. Somebody ain't going to get checked to turn the first cheek. But work on it. You see the opportunity to work on it. Tell the Lord, work on me. Hallelujah. Till I can humble myself, work on me. Till I can get flesh out of the way, work on me. So I can see things the way you see them. I can see that this is happening to me because I need it in my life. I don't see it, but God does. So God spit in my eyes so that I can eyes can open up and I know that thou art God, and he delivers by and by. What do you see? The man received his sight. Jesus touched him again. And at first, he wasn't completely the deliverer. Sometimes we got up and ran too quick. When God touched us, we ran with the work half done. But now we got opportunity to let him touch you again. Hallelujah. God bless you. And heaven will smile upon you. Remember, God can do all things, all right? And he wants to work it out in your life. Okay. How to learn how to handle every situation. Handle it with the word of God. God bless you. Gospel invitation extended. If there are any here that needs the Lord to touch you and deliver you from whatever it is that's hindering you from going to heaven or hindering you from having the joy that you need to receive from the situation that comes your way, and you ought to see that God is using you
to deliver yourself as well as others. Okay, you may come.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me, Lord, if you lead me, I'll be able to stand, yes sir, to stand. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? How many of y'all ever said the Lord? Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lord, I'm your child. Won't you lead me? Yes, sir, Lord. If you lead me, I'll be able to stand. Somebody say, Lord, I'm in trouble, Lord, won't you lead me? The enemy's all around me. Lord, I'm in trouble, won't you lead me? Do it for me, Lord. Lord, I'm in trouble. Won't you lead me? Yes, Lord. If you lead me, I'll be able to stand. Lead me, oh Lord. Come on, Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, Jesus. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, Jesus. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Lead me, do Lord, oh Lord. I need you, Lord. Lead me, oh Lord. Would you do it for me, Lord? Lead me, oh Lord, right now, Lord, lead me, Oh Lord, lead me, lead me. I need you, Lord, right now, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, lead, lead me. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, every day, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, lead you, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, lead me. Oh Lord, right now, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, I need you, Lord, lead me every day, Lord. Oh Lord, lead me, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, right now, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, hold my hand, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, lead me. Oh Lord, I need you, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, I'm praying, Lord, lead and guide me. Oh Lord, right now, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, lead me. Oh Lord, yes sir, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, every day, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, I'm praying, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, lead me. Oh Lord, lead me, Lord, lead me. Oh Lord, if you lead me, I'll be able to stand.
Remember to hold on to our faith. Okay. God said he has done it, it is done. And he never runs out of power. He's already ready, always ready to deliver. And he will, God said he would. That blind man that was delivered. Jesus, before that happened, Jesus, okay, and his 12 was on the ship, and they forgot to get bread. And it was only one loaf on the ship. And Jesus told them, aware of the leaven of bread of the Pharisees and Sadducees. All right. He said that warning them about those people who bring doubt and condemnation all the time. But he needed to be aware of that. And they thought Jesus was disappointing them because they didn't bring no bread. And Jesus let them know that, ask some question, you done forgot already? When they had 5,000 people, and 2 loaves of bread and 3 fish, and we fed them. How many baskets full were taken up? And they said, 12. Do you not forget the 4,000? And that were fed. How many do we take up in there? Okay. And there's a 7. What Jesus Christ is saying, I just did these miracles before you. And here we are a day later, and you done forgot. He did it for you yesterday. He'll do it again. Okay. You need to see that. See all the blessing that the Lord is doing in your life. And be thankful for what is going on. He bringing you through this and they bring you through that. All right. The cross will be heavy. Okay, it'll carry burdens. The cross will. But you got to carry it anyway. Okay. Jesus had to go through on the cross. And so do we. God bless you and heaven smile upon you. Anything else? Okay. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, boom, and abide with us now, henceforth, and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the offering as we give it in your name. Receive it for your glory and your honor and your praise and the products of your kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.